We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to the Yud Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, right after the parentheses. Tanya, we have the following Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Beit Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in the month of Tishrei. So he means man was created in Tishrei. The world was created in Elul. Man, the culmination of the creation of the world, was in Tishrei. Okay. On Rosh Hashanah. No. Rashi doesn't say that. The Ran says that.
By saying that,
the Ran discusses what we say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. Today the world was born. Really? Rosh Hashanah is when man was born. So yeah, man was the essence of the world. Hayom Haras Olam. So when he says B'tishrei Nivra HaOlam, it means man was created in Tishrei.
So by saying that the man was created on before the last day, can we say that also the world was finished to be built with men, so therefore we can say that the world was created on that day?
Okay, just remember that after man was created, Shabbos still had to be created.
Right, so
it's a little complicated.
The man was created before Shabbat, so before last day.
Right, so okay, however you work it out. You guys could open up the Ran later and see it. It's not a difficult Ran. B'tishrei noledu avot. Tishrei is when the patriarchs were born. B'tishrei metu avot. They passed away in Tishrei. Now all of these things the Gemara is going to prove. The Gemara is going to spend the next Talmud discussing where do we get all this from. B'pesach nolad Yitzchak. B'rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel, v'chana. On Rosh Hashanah, the memory of Sarah, Rachel, and Chana came up before Hashem for good. And it was decreed they would become pregnant. B'Rosh Hashanah yatzah Yosef mi-bet ha-surim. Yosef came out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. B'Rosh Hashanah batela avodah me'avoteinu b'mitzrayim. Our forefathers stopped working 6 months before they left Egypt. On Rosh Hashanah, they stopped working after five plagues. The Egyptians said, we can't make them work anymore. It just doesn't make sense. Obviously, God's on their side. So on Rosh Hashanah, they stopped working in Egypt. B'Nisan Nigalu, everyone agrees that the redemption from Egypt was in the month of Nisan. That's when Pesach is, right? B'Tishrei Atidin Ligael. But Rav Lezer says the future redemption is going to be in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer went in the ways of Shammai, Rabbi Yeshua in the ways of Hillel. Just like there are stories about Gerim who came to Hillel and Shammai, there are stories about Gerim who went to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua, he's Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he's the contemporary, he's the one that's always like the zug, like the pair of Rabbi Eliezer, and he says Benisan Nivra Olam. Technically, the halacha should never be like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti; he goes like Shammai, and here we see that we seem to say the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, not Nisan. So those of you who attend the Drasha Saran class, the Ran asked that, and we learned that. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra Olam, in Nisan, the world was created. Okay. B'Nisan Noldu Avot, the forefathers were born in Nisan, not like Rabbi Lezer said in Tishrei. B'Nisan Metu Avot, and they passed away in the same month, again, deferring with Rabbi Lezer. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, everyone agrees on that one. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkeda Sarah, Rachel, v'Chana. But he also agrees that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were their memory came before Hashem and they were redeemed. B'Rosh Hashanah yatza Yosef mi-bet asurim. He also agrees that on Rosh Hashanah Yosef left prison. And B'Rosh Hashanah batla avodah me'avoteinu b'mitzrayim. He agrees on that one too. B'Nisan nigalu, B'Nisan atidin ligael. But here he disagrees again. He says the future redemption is going to be in Nisan.
I'm just wondering, what is... They're saying that the Avot were born at one point in Yitzhak another. They're saying that... What does that mean? The Avot are... The Avot excluding Yitzhak?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. I just didn't understand what... I just didn't know what Avot meant.
We saw in the Ramban, on the Rambam's first Shoresh, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban said that the way of the Shas and the way of the Tanakh is to use a general term, even though it does not apply to every specific part of that generality. So if there are Taryag Mitzvos, seven of which are rabbinic, I can still say Taryag Mitzvos were given at Sinai, because he proved from many instances, and he brought an overt Jerusalem Talmud that says it, and he showed it from Sukkim, that we go, when we say something, we can say it even if it doesn't apply to all the details that it encompasses. If it implies to, it applies to most of them.
Does it have to reveal that it's not talking about all the details? Samuch?
No. Tanya, it's a good question. No.
Here, it's the same point. I mean, there's no conclusion. So he's saying prayer actions are supposed to be there.
He says here on Pesach he was born.
Is that what it says? Right.
And he says that the Avot were born on Nisan, I guess Rosh Chodesh.
Doesn't say.
So does that mean sometime in Nisan?
I guess.
Aleph Nisan.
Doesn't say that.
No.
It says Nisan.
So Yitzhak, we know, was born on Pesach and Avot sometime.
Okay. Tanya. We have another braisa. Rabbi Eliezer omer, minayin shebetishrei nivra haolam. Rabbi Eliezer says, how do you know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shenemar vayomer Elokim tad she'aretz deshe eisev mazriyazer ha'etz peri ose peri lemino asher zarvo al haaretz. So the pasuk describes that Hashem said, let the earth give forth grass, let it be covered with beds of grass that have seeds, let it have fruit-bearing trees. What month do you see the earth filled with grass? And you see trees filled with fruits? I would say that's Tishrei. So if Hashem says in creation, I want the earth covered with grass, and I want the fruits filled with trees, so then it seems logical that the time of creation was coinciding with the nature of the world. God wouldn't go in the middle of winter, or at the very end of winter when things are just starting to develop, and say, I want full beds of grass, I want full trees of fruits. But it doesn't fit the season. So logic dictates that the world was created in Tishrei, because there's a description of trees filled with fruits and land filled with grass. Yes?
There are a few questions in this.
I'm listening.
Do you accept the fact that we didn't have seasons before? For the Mabul.
Where does it say that? You're right, the Malbim says that. So your question is on the Malbim. The Pasuk says, Od kol yemei ha'aretz, zera v'katzir v'kor v'chom, v'kaitz v'chof, v'yom v'layla lo yishbotu. It doesn't say that beforehand they were. The simple reading is that it was shovet during the Mabul, but not that it was an invention of after the Mabul. It's a chiddush of the Malbim. I think the Sforno also says it.
Okay, so possibly he's always different. And he takes it literally that there were seasons by then. Also, seasons is a creation of the constellations and the original of the constellations and the sun. We're talking about on the third day here. How could we have already seasons at such a stage?
From that day onward, you have a season? If the season is a time that it's unnatural for everything?
The constellations were from the fourth day, right?
Right, but from that day onward,
okay,
you have a season? So it's logical?
Let's say he takes completely literally.
Voto perik zman revi'aita. So that time was the time for rain. And so it rained and things flourished. That's a description that the water came down and the ground gave forth its fruit. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi, yeah.
Right. The nature of the kind of stage, gradual stage of growth, and there's something.
Yeah. Sudden. Wait, let's hear them out. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin shebe Nisan nivra olam. Rabbi Yeshua says, how do you know that creation happened in the month of Nisan? Shenemar vatotzei haaretz deshen. The pasuk describes that the ground sprouted forth grass. Esav mazre zera ve'etz ose pri, and the ground gave forth trees that would bear fruit. Ezu chodesh haaretz matzmichad shein ve'ilan motzi perot. What month does the ground sprout grass and the trees start giving fruit? Hevei omer ze Nisan. I would say that's Nisan. So one pasuk describes, the pasuk we quoted earlier was, Hashem says, I want the ground to be with grass. The other pasuk describes that the grass actually sprouted, and the trees actually grew, and bore fruit. So, well, Nisan is the month where when they actually do that. But in Tishrei, you already have ground covered with grass. You have trees filled with fruit. In Nisan, that's when things start sprouting after the rainy season. That's the time that all kinds of animals, wild animals, birds, they mate. Shenemar, as the pasuk describes, that we saw this pasuk already, right? This was the pasuk you had the whole big machlokes on a few dapim ago. That the sheep dress one another, which is a nice way of saying the sheep mate. And that's the time when Yitro'au, when the grains shake, sway in the wind, so to speak, they're dancing in the wind, and that's in the month of Nisan. So this is the source for Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that creation happened in Nisan. V'idach nami aktiv etz osepri. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but now let's ask back on Rabbi Eliezer. God says, I want trees that will produce fruits, not trees filled with fruits, like Rabbi Eliezer said. The Gemara says, that's God was discussing the DNA. God was saying, I bless the trees when they grow. I want them to have capacity to give fruits in the future. The trees should be trees that are fruit-bearing trees in the future, but not that they actually started giving the fruits right after creation, which would be an indication that creation was Nisan time. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the fact that the pasuk says Hashem wanted fruit trees with fruit? Etzpri. That seems to indicate that the trees were filled with fruit. Seemingly that creation was in the month of Tishrei. How was Rabbi Yeshua do with that? Ha'uchid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That he answers like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explained. Da'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Amora said, yes.
If the world was created with all its capacities, why not create the trees with the fruits already and everything ready to be...
Good question. I don't know. I don't know.
It could be that could happen, like even if it was in Tishrei.
In Nisan, you mean?
No, if the creation was in Tishrei...
Then the trees were filled with fruits.
Okay, so according to this opinion, the trees will not be bearing fruits, right? The creation was everything was about capacity and perfection. So why not the trees bearing fruit? So these will go against his opinion.
Rabbi Eliezer says the Torah describes trees that have fruits. Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer that yet. We're about to hear how Rabbi Yeshua answers that. Rabbi Yeshua says the pasuk says trees that have capacity to bear fruits. Have capacity to bear fruits doesn't mean they actually bore fruits. So then why does the pasuk describe trees that have capacity to bear fruits? Because it has to have that capacity for the future. Rabbi Eliezer says trees with fruits. So why does it say fruit with capacity? To tell you that for all future time, God put that capacity into the trees. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It says trees that have capacity, well, they have capacity. They didn't yet have the fruit. You're asking why didn't they have the fruit? I don't know why they didn't have the fruit. Your question is going to be even harsher after we read Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua says the trees did not have fruits yet. So then why are they called fruit trees, trees of fruit? Rabbi Eliezer says because the fruits were there. Rabbi Yeshua says no. So then why is it called Eitz Pri? Like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The answer is, he explains it like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. that kol ma'aseh b'reishit, all of creation, all of the things that were created in the following fashion. They were created bekomatan nivru, they were created tall. Leda'atan nivru, God asked the angel that represents that species, do you want to come into creation? Letzivyonam nivru, and they were each created with their taste, with their form, and they were created with their beauty. Meaning sometimes a tree, if it's small, isn't yet beautiful. God didn't create a fresh planet Earth. God created an old planet Earth. A planet Earth that already had old trees, that already had beautiful trees. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vaychulu ha-shamayim va'aretz v'chol tzeva'am, the heaven and the earth and all their armies were completed. Al tikri tzva'am, don't call it their armies, ela tzivyonam, but rather their beauty and completion, and each one having its own form, and each one having its own taste, and each one being created in its full glory. So that's why he says it's called Eitz Pri. Eitz, a tree that could already bear fruit. That's how Rabbi Yeshua explains the pasuk. It doesn't mean that it was bearing fruit. Then it would be, like Rabbi Eliezer said, then creation would be in Tishrei. But what it means is, don't think that God created young trees that couldn't yet bear fruit, but rather Eitz Pri, Hashem created older trees that could bear fruit.
Well, the trees, they will have fruit.
They didn't have fruits. That depends on the season. Okay. But they were older trees that could have fruits.
Okay.
So he created older trees that could have fruits, but without the fruits.
That's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion.
So that's not
just
beautiful.
A question of
he wants to go beautiful, and he would have made flourishing beautiful.
That's what I said, that Bezalel's question is going to be more difficult after you read this. I agree with you. I would also think so. But
is it going halfway? He made the tree, but then he forgot the fruit.
Didn't forget the fruit. He created everything at a time where it would sprout, and you'd see the beauty of creation. You had lush grains, but you didn't have lush fruit.
But if Shabbat is it's about
completeness.
Completeness. So why not show the entire world how God created the world, and if God
I don't know.
Shabbat by Nafash, so everything should be ready beforehand. So everything should be ready.
I don't know. So we'll pick up here tomorrow. This is what I always say. The Gemara is discussing the trees and the animals. That the animals weren't baby animals. You had mature lions created. You had beautiful deer created. You had everything was letzivyonam in its beautiful form. So that's what I suggested. That who told us that the earth itself wasn't letzivyonam? The fact that archaeologists will find fossil fuels that it takes 50 billion years to create. Maybe they're right. Maybe it does. Meaning there are other scientific answers as to how that might have happened. But I always say, maybe from this Gemara we also can say that...
You're saying that maybe the bones were not from living animals, but just bones?
Maybe God created an old earth. Who told you God created a fresh earth? Maybe God created earth with bones built in and fossil fuels built in and gems that it takes millions of years built in and...
Once I read an answer from Chabad and it didn't satisfy me because he said that God planted the bones there, so it seems that there were no dinosaurs.
Could be, wasn't. I'm just saying it's not beyond the scope of our imagination that if God wanted to create an older earth where you had mature trees and you had mature animals and that they never grew from babies to being mature, so then could be God also created a mature earth. The earth itself could be mature. Now, why would God put in these bones there? I don't know. But maybe there are medicines we're still going to discover in those bones. Maybe there is a need. Just like we understand there's a need for the fuels. We understand there's a need for the gems and the jewels. And we use all the other minerals and materials that are there hidden in the earth. And science claims it would take billions of years to create all of that. Well, fine. Maybe God created a mature planet Earth. And maybe there was also a need for these bones to be there. Maybe. And maybe there were dinosaurs.
When
it's not
old words, and then words that were created before this one and God's tree.
I didn't discuss worlds created before this one. I said this world. That's another answer. Tiferes Yisrael suggests your answer. There are different answers that might be true. I'm saying from this Gemara, we see another angle. We see that maybe planet Earth, maybe, my suggestion, I didn't see it written anywhere. I suggest maybe that planet Earth was created a mature Earth, just like all the vegetation and the animals were created mature.
So when you say that animals